Welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important old school jungle and raga DNB building blocks, the 808 tail, that long warm boom that sits under your break, hits you in the chest, and somehow makes the whole tune feel bigger even when the rest is pretty simple. And the goal for this lesson is very specific. We're making a legit 808 tail in Ableton Live 12 with minimal CPU, stock devices, clean setup, and then we're going to commit it to audio early, because that is the real old-school workflow and it keeps your set running smooth. Alright, let's set the vibe first. Step 0. Quick session prep. Set your tempo between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want a default, go 170. Then drop in a break loop. Amen, think. Whatever you've got. The important thing is you're not designing the 808 in a vacuum. You want to hear it against real drums right away. One more boring but important thing. Your audio buffer. In preferences, audio, pick something stable like 256 samples while producing. You can go lower later for recording, higher later for mixing. We just want smooth playback right now. Now we build the instrument. Step 1. Create the 808 tail with operator. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. We are using operator because it's super efficient. It's clean, and it's perfect for classic 808 style subsynthesis. First, set operator to be CPU light and low-end friendly. Go to the global section and set voices to 1. This is a big deal. One voice means you're not stacking notes, you're not smearing the sub, and you're not wasting CPU. Glide stays off for now. We'll come back to it later if you want slides. Now oscillator A. Choose a sine wave. Keep the level around minus 6 dB. The number isn't sacred, it's just a reminder. Don't slam your channel yet. With sub bass, loud is easy. Clean is the hard part. Now the amp envelope, and this is where the tail lives. Attack is 0 milliseconds. Decay, anywhere from about 800 milliseconds up to 2.5 seconds depending on how long you want the tail. Sustain all the way down. Negative infinity. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds so you don't get clicks. At this point, if you play a low note, it should sound like a simple subtone that fades out. That's good. Simple is the whole point. Quick coach tip before we go further. Find the note fast. Drop a tuner after operator. Now hold a long MIDI note and just confirm what you're actually playing. Beginners lose so much time here because the bass sounds huge, but it's slightly off-key, and then everything feels weird later. Decide your root. F or G are classic darker zones, but any key is fine. Just pick one on purpose. Next, step 2. The classic 808 pitch drop. The thump. This is the little downward pitch sweep at the start that makes the 808 speak, even on smaller speakers. Without it, a pure sine can feel invisible. In operator, turn on the pitch envelope. Set the amount to around plus 12 semitones to start. If you want it more aggressive, push to plus 24, but be careful. Too much becomes laser Y or Bowie-y. Set the pitch envelope decay to about 20 to 80 milliseconds. Shorter is punchier. Longer is more obvious and can start sounding like a sci-fi zap, which is cool if you want that, but for old school weight, keep it tight. Now play something in the F1 to A1 area. You should hear a quick drop into the main tail. Step 3. Make it sit like jungle. Mono and controlled lows. After operator, add a utility. Set width to 0%. That forces mono. And yes, it matters. Stereo sub is one of the fastest ways to get weak low end in clubs and messy low end in your mix. Then add EQ8. High pass at around 20 to 30 Hz. Use 12 or 24 dB per octave. This isn't about thinning your bass. This is about removing rumble you can't really hear, but you definitely feel in your headroom. Optional. If it feels boxy or muddy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. Only if you actually hear the problem. The teacher mindset here is, keep it clean first. Old school weight comes from stability, not from a giant effects chain. Step 4. Add raga jungle grit without heavy CPU. Add saturator after EQ. Pick analog clip for a bit of attitude, or soft sine for smoother harmonics. Drive around 1 to 4 dB, and then match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. If you want, turn on soft clip, but keep it gentle. The goal is subtle harmonics. You're not trying to destroy it. You're just giving it enough upper content that it reads in the mix under a break. If you want a tiny bit more texture and you're still staying light on CPU, you can try drum bus very gently. Drive maybe 2 to 5%. Boom at 0 to 10%. And honestly, be careful with boom, because it can fight the actual sub you already made. Crunch super low, like 0 to 5%. If you're a beginner, remember this rule. If it sounds amazing solo but the mix gets weaker, is too much. Now a super useful stability tip. Keep tail volume consistent. In operator, go to the matrix and look for velocity to volume. Reduce it heavily or turn it off. For 808 tails, random loudness can make your low end wobble and feel uncontrolled. You want variation in timing and rhythm, not why is this hit suddenly way louder. Next, step 5, program the 808 like old school DNB. Here's the big mindset shift. The MIDI note length is not the tail length. The envelope decay is the tail length. So keep your MIDI notes shorter than you think. Let the synth do the tail. Option A, the kick follow tail pattern. Put your 808 notes on the kick hits, or even slightly after, depending on the break. A common jungle vibe is hits on beat 1, and then a hit around the end before 3, but it totally depends on the break you chose. That's why we loaded the break first. Leave gaps. Old school jungle breathes. If you put a long tail everywhere, it turns into a swamp and your break edits disappear. Option B, the one-shot drop. Trigger one longer 808 at the start of a phrase, every 8 or 16 bars. It's a classic way to make the drop feel massive without constant bass. And here's a groove tip that changes everything. Steal groove from the break. Drag your break into the groove pool and extract groove. Then apply it to your 808 MIDI at about 20-40%. Now the sub moves with the chopped amen instead of feeling like it's stapled to the grid. If you want it even more human, once you've got it close, nudge one or two hits a few milliseconds late. Tiny. Don't go wild. You're aiming for locked with the drummer, not falling down the stairs. Step 6. Make room for the kick with sidechain. Add a compressor after your saturation. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to your kick track if you have one. If you're using only a break, you can sidechain from the break track, but it might pump in a weird way because the break has lots of transients. Settings to start. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, so the 808 can poke a tiny bit before it ducks. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Time it to your groove so it breathes musically. Then lower the threshold until the kick clearly makes space. Beginner-friendly clarity trick. The ghost kick. If sidechaining from the full break feels messy, make a new MIDI track, load a drum rack with a short kick sample, and program it where the kick hits are. Turn it down or route it so you don't hear it. Then sidechain the 808 from that ghost kick. The ducking becomes clean and predictable, and your groove stays tight. Now step 7. The minimal CPU secret weapon. Commit to auto. Operator plus utility plus EQ8 is already light, but the real CPU saver is workflow. Jungle is fast when you stop auditioning infinite variations and start printing decisions. Method 1. Freeze and flatten. Right-click the 808 MIDI track. Freeze track. If you like it, flatten. Now it's audio. CPU almost disappears and it feels very authentic to the way a lot of this music was made. Commit, shop, move on. Method 2. Resample for tail edits. Create a new audio track. Set its input to resampling, arm it, and record a few hits and long tails. Then chop the best one, and load it into simpler in one-shot mode. That's also super light on CPU, and it makes editing really fast. Once you're on audio, you gain a couple of really powerful tricks. If you get clicks at the end of your tail, don't immediately crank released something huge. Instead, use tiny clip fade-outs on the audio. It solves clicks without making your tails too long, and you can shape tail length per hit using clip gain envelopes or fades, without redesigning the sound. That is a massive old-school style advantage. Step 8. Arrangement ideas. Because jungle is phrasing. Try this. Intro, 16 bars. Breaks and maybe a few stabs, but no heavy 808. Build, 8 bars. Bring in shorter tails sparsely, like teasers. Drop, 32 bars. Full 808 pattern, sidechained, consistent. Twitch, 16 bars. Either have the rhythm or change root note, without changing the patch. Breakdown. Remove the 808 entirely for 4-8 bars, then slam it back. And a classic impact trick. Mute the 808 for 1 bar right before the drop returns. Let the break hit alone. Then when the 808 comes back, it feels twice as heavy. Common mistakes to avoid, quick and real. If your pitch envelope amount or decay is too high, you'll get pew pew instead of thump. If your sub is stereo, your low end will get messy and weak. If you don't high pass around 20 to 30 Hz, you'll lose headroom for no musical reason. If you oversaturate, it might sound cool solo but it'll ruin the weight in the mix. And if you run long tails everywhere, your break can't breathe. Bass is part of the groove. Optional pro flavor, still beginner friendly. If you want the 808 to speak on small speakers without layering a whole new bass, add a tiny click in operator. Turn on oscillator B. Set it about plus 24 semitones, 2 octaves up. Keep the level very low, like minus 25 to minus 35 dB. Give it a very short decay, 10 to 40 milliseconds. Now the sub stays clean but the hit has definition. If you want a little tape era crunch after you flatten to audio, you can try redux very gently, then low pass, if it gets fizzy. Keep it subtle. This is spice, not the main meal. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Load a break at 170 BPM. Build the operator 808 tail exactly like we did. Write a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 through 8, shorter decay, around 600 to 900 milliseconds. Bars 9 through 16, longer decay, around 1.5 to 2.2 seconds, but only on fray start hits. Add sidechain from kick, or use the ghost kick trick. Freeze and flatten. Then nudge one or two audio hits a few milliseconds late so it sits in the pocket of the break. If you can get that to feel like a rolling old school roller, you've basically learned the core skill. Stable sub, groove locked breaks, and arranged with restraint. Quick recap. Operator with a sine wave plus pitch envelope gives you a classic 808 tail with very low CPU. Keep it mono with utility. Clean the extreme sub with EQ8. Add subtle saturator for harmonics. Groove it to your break and sidechain so the kick cuts through. Then commit to audio with freeze and flatten, and do your rhythmic tailoring with fades and clip edits.